Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm coming from Opinion Research. This evening, we just conducted a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Can you be so kind and share your answers real quick? Has anyone in your household worked for a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or acted of any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. Nobody works, okay, on the... thank you, ma'am. Okay. And now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. Very likely I'm going to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Oh, no, I'm going to vote for sure.
So definitely, should I record that as your answer?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Well, I'm a Democrat, but I think I'm voting Republican this time.
That's where you're registered as a Democrat, right?
Yes, I'm registered as a Democrat.
Okay. And what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school, right?
I have a master.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, or Black, Haitian?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And is your age is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And, okay, here we go. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, ma'am?
I think they're going on the right direction.
Thank you, ma'am. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind from your part. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, can you please indicate how would you vote on it? Now, the first one, the proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmental Sensitive, Recreational, and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, show Osceola County, Levi, an additional 0.25 mil add, following tax and issues bonds payable therefrom on one or more series when aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, including previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest rate, not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal, ma'am?
I think I would vote yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting yes in favor.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like to, I'm sorry. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I think I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. As I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. Or the second one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. Or I'm fine with the current proposal, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Yeah.